And I'm Meg. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And guess who we have with us this morning? We wanted to play, what is that? I'm growing up and getting older.
Growing older, but not up. But so, 5 o'clock somewhere.
I was going to say, I couldn't get that one to play.
Darn good today.
So Ray Palmer, you may recognize the voice. He is the present CEO of Pensacola Sports Association, and you've been in that position for many, many years, sir. And I'm so pleased to see that you're finally getting some of the recognition that you deserve for all that you've done for Pensacola sports and for Pensacola as a community. So congratulations. You're coming up on retirement, I understand.
Well, we're working towards that goal at some level and some pace, yes.
I don't think it's ever going to happen. I just know this guy. I just have this sneaking suspicion. I mean, I can't, as much as I could see you under an umbrella with the margarita singing that song, I just don't see you doing that all day, every day.
Because
you're
either.
Busy, I know, you're a busy guy, and you like to be engaged.
And I absolutely love what I do.
I know.
Absolutely love what I do. But it's time to, you know, at some point to let some new young blood. I have been at it working on my 25th year. It's time to let some new young blood. We have some phenomenal talent in our office. And sometimes I feel like a little bit like an anchor because I have a tendency to think like a 70-year-old, although I'm not quite 70. I'm chasing it very quickly.
Yeah,
that's okay. Yeah.
And, I just played the drifter, so
yeah,
what do I know?
That's right. And so, you know, I'm working towards at least a reduced role at Pensacola Sports or out of Pensacola Sports and step aside and let some new young creative minds come in and take us to the next level because we are, I believe, on a good track of continuing to do good things in our community, and that's what we try and do every day. And so I'll be in whatever capacity the leadership requests of me.
Well, I think that we've been lucky to have you so far, and I know you won't be too far away. But in the meantime, something that I wanted to talk a little bit about this morning is that Pensacola Sports Association, you've been around for a long time. A lot of people may not, and believe it or not, really understand what you do. And I think the important message these days is the impact that you have had on this community. Just for example, the Sun Belt Conference, all the different ways that you've helped our economy through sports,
well,
and the bridge runs, all the different events that you sponsor.
That's right. That's what makes part of what makes our job so cool, or my job so cool, and what our organization does so cool is because we are actually, if not the oldest, the second oldest sports type organization that we can find in the country, founded in 1955 with a creation for a management of a PGA golf event. And here we are 70 years later, and we really don't touch golf.
I was thinking about that. Yeah.
Yeah, we've
That's part of your history, actually. We've
kind of turned that over to, we created the Greater Pensacola Junior Golf Association years and years ago. They, out of that, was the first tee, and Marty Stanovich and his group basically manage most of the youth golf events in Pensacola sports. We financially support them annually, but as far as management of that, we really don't touch golf anymore, but we seem to touch every other sport that there is out there.
Yeah.
But that's what our role has transitioned to. And the ability to, you know, we basically run two businesses out of Pensacola Sports. We run our private, not-for-profit side, which has events like the Double Bridge Run, or last night I was at the banquet for our high school all-star baseball and softball game, which is tonight at Pensacola State College. We'll plug that real quick. That if anybody would like to come watch the best seniors in Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa County in baseball and softball on Pensacola State campus, that'll begin. The baseball game will begin at 6, and the softball game will begin at 6:30. But we have a banquet for them, for these kids every night, and every game, every year for each event. It's 8 events in 5 different sport. And it was founded, the event, the High School All-Star Series was founded in 2004, the year of the Hurricane Ivan with football. And it's grown into this, you know, this thing that, best we can tell, nobody else in the country does something like this.
It's the coolest thing because you do bring in, I know for the football and some of the others, you do bring in some celebrities, people from this area that have gone on to have careers in sports.
Absolutely. And locals, last night we had the legend himself, Bill Hamilton, who was the athletic director and head baseball coach at Pensacola Junior College / Pensacola State College for 25, 30 years.
Oh, cool.
And is in 12 different Hall of Fames and a great speaker and inspirational and entertaining. And he spoke to the kids last night, and he's always a lot of fun. But again, we do. But we also have the opportunity not just for our annual awards banquet, our local events, but we are the designated sports tourism bureau for the county by the Board of County Commissioners to represent our county nationally, internationally even. We're working on some major international projects that will bring sports tourism to our community for that create economic impact and, you know, for the community, bring dollars, other people's dollars. I know there's a lot of talk right now. It's a hot subject about the beaches, and I've been listening to Andrew talk about it in the last couple of days, and I know it's on all the news outlets are talking about what does the beach look like. Well, one of the unique things about sports tourism and the initiatives that Pensacola Sports has been a part of is one, sports tourism is something that is year-round. So we're able to bring events when our community needs events, not necessarily in the June or 4th of July weekend or Blue Angel week. We can bring events in November and December, those what we all talk about, the shoulder season.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the reality is a lot of sports tourism, if you're in that world with your children, or even if you do it yourself, if you're a senior softball, we have a senior softball event in the spring that's, you know, has 70-year-old men and women coming and playing in, you know, they don't really care about the beach, but yet their money spends quite well, and they love downtown Pensacola.
Absolutely.
And historic Pensacola. And so we can drive tourism when we need it, outside the hot summer seasons when we know people are coming to our beaches and it's crowded. So that's one of the neat things that we're able to drive.
Okay, so last year, I'm looking at these notes here. What was the impact? I mean, people may be surprised of sports tourism, as you're talking about, just last year alone.
Last year alone, we tapped just north of $47 million, so we're pushing $50 million, and that's in a direct economic impact in Escambia County.
That's incredible.
And that's what we can count, and we know we don't count every sports tourism. We try to because
it's a hard thing to track, probably.
It is. So we count on our partners. We know there's other organizations that bring in that we don't help, but what we try to do is report these numbers to the Board of County Commissioners, to the decision makers, so that when they are looking at budget and they have where do we need to spend money or where do we want to spend money for the best ROI, do they want to you know, you always touchy to say pave a dirt road or build a community sports complex that the, both the community can use and we can be use it for sports tourism, for economic impact, to allow for the tourist to help pay for those dollars by their leaving money in our community, by leaving money in our stores and in our restaurants and in our hotels and buying gas. All of those taxes and those benefits create job creation. Mm-hmm. You know, there's money that people are hired, then they turn around and spend their money in our community. It makes for a healthy economic balance of what a community you would want to look like. It's very attractive to a business. It says, oh, do I want a business there? Well, yeah, because they're bringing outside dollars.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with Ray Palmer, who is president and CEO of Pensacola Sports Association, and he is an expert on this topic. So if you've got a question or comment, please text it in at 850-437-1620. Well, one thing I think, too, that's real important to bring up, when you're talking about that $47 million, the tourist development tax is something that probably a lot of local citizens aren't really keenly aware of. It wasn't until I was out at the Pensacola Beach Chamber that I understood how that funding worked, how that money came back into our economy, and then was distributed between Pensacola sports, between the arts and culture, and Visit Pensacola, and how that came back, funneled back in. It's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money, and it's a major impact. And, you know, we always understand and respect people's concerns of, well, why don't we use tourist development tax for, example, paving roads, mm-hmm, or infrastructure. There are very strict state statutes, guidelines. The tourist development tax was created years and years ago by the hotel industry on themselves in order for them to be able, they basically voted to tax themselves to promote their destinations. And so there are very strict statutes of state statute 125 that says what you can and cannot do with that money. And we see a lot of people who, all good intentions, say, well, why don't we just use it for this? Well, there's a lot of things you cannot use it for. It's very strict, mm-hmm, on what is an allowable use of bed tax, and it can't be just used for anything. Now, well, you know, there's obviously a lot of legislation on property taxes and what is going to happen and where is that going to be filled, and is the legislature going to allow bigger expanded uses of the tourist development tax, because that's an easy tax for people to go, well, you got this. In our case, we collected $23 million last year at 5 cents a dollar per room.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of money. It sounds like a lot of money. But the county budget is also $700 million or whatever it is. And if you look at that, that's really not a lot of money.
It's a small piece, yeah.
It's a very small piece that has very specific purposes that regenerates itself. And if it gets redirected too diverse, you're not then fueling the pump.
It's not regenerating.
Not regenerating.
That makes perfect sense.
And it's important to those of us that believe in the value of the TDT for it to be used to regenerate. And that's why we have a grant program.
Mm-hmm.
ACE has a grant program. Visit has a grant program. And very much on our priority list are you creating dollars, i.e. room nights, i.e. regeneration of those dollars? And that's where we try to focus on putting our money and our investment back into. I always say that we're a couple of things. One, we are a banker, and we're a loan officer, and the county has said, okay, loan officer, you need to go make good loans to people that are going to pay us back. Well, they don't pay us back necessarily in dollars.
Right.
They ultimately pay us back in room nights and reinvestment in the entire community. That's how you get this big economic impact, is through all the dollars that are generated by these visitors. And it's our responsibility to be good stewards,
mm-hmm,
a good bank officer, to say, you know, did you make a good loan? Did we get our money back? And again, in this case, it's in business development.
Mm-hmm. So Pensacola Sports obviously has an integral role with the use of those funds. And what you're saying now is that, when you have these sports tourism folks come in, they are going to need hotel rooms. They need a place to eat. They're going to want to walk around downtown. They may even take advantage of some of the other arts and the culture that are in the community in between games, in between sports. So how do you measure that impact? I mean, you talk about the dollars, but the overall reach of what you do has sort of a triple effect, a triple down effect, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And we, the way we measure that is we have very strict requirements for anybody we give money to. They are required to actually report back to us what their results are. And then our industry has formulas, if you will, that we put that into a report, and it says we had 1,000 room nights, and these were soccer players, you know, or girls volleyball players,
right.
And it kicks back that says, okay, girls, average girls travel with 3.2 guests with them. Grandmas come, girls
brothers
travel,
sisters,
brothers, sisters, grandmothers, mothers, fathers, whatever it may be, travel differently than a 35-year-old male playing in a men's soccer softball tournament.
You got to factor in the fans that come too that would not normally come here.
And Sunbelt Conference obviously is a fan base. The Speedway, Five Flags Speedway, is very much a fan base, and people travel for Five Flags Speedway.
Absolutely.
They travel for Sunbelt. They travel for SEC soccer. And so, you know, this formula takes – it's specific to Escambia County. It knows what our tax bases are. So it kicks out what's a pretty darn accurate economic impact report that we can stand up and say this is the value of that.
Wow. So you're having, as I'm sitting here listening, I think the impact that your organization is having by being one of the major players, so to speak, in this, because you're coordinating all of this and putting these events together. People don't realize, I think, a lot of times with events, how much paperwork's involved, how many different things have to be signed and executed. So, for example, you just recently renewed the contract with Sunbelt Conference. Is that correct?
Correct.
So this is the basketball tournament, for folks that don't know. And so what was involved in getting... They had their opportunity to come here. How did you convince them to come back? Because that's a big deal.
Luckily, it's all about relationships, Meg. You know that. Everything in really good sales and businesses ultimately comes down to relationship. And we have had a phenomenal relationship. I was, things like the Sunbelt Conference has their spring meetings down in Destin every year. And 2 weeks ago, I went because it's very important for them to see our face.
Right.
And for them to understand how much they mean to us and to make sure they know that if there are concerns or issues, that the door is always open for conversations. We're lucky that we didn't have, because they're very happy here. So we didn't have a big challenge. I'm also blessed that, the Board of County Commission and the Tourist Development Council, both organizations that we ultimately answer to, are very supportive of Pensacola Sports efforts. They believe in the events that we've brought in, at least most of them.
Mm-hmm.
We've missed on a few, and we'll miss on some more. They believed in it, but it's a process because under our contractual obligations, we can't sign at Pensacola Sports a 5-year contract. So that means it has to go through all of the county legal, and then the county has to actually sign off on it because they're the only ones that can commit long-term contracts. And so, our monthly, you said a lot of pages of paper, our monthly submittal to the county justifying our expenses sometimes can be 1,000 pages.
Wow.
That's just Pensacola Sports reports can be up to 1,000 pages of exactly where did that check go? Who cashed that check? Did they really cash the check? It's the way we stay safe. It's the way we follow the state statutes. Is it easy? Is it convenient? Absolutely not. But is it? I mean, that's how you do the business that we do.
Well,
we understand it, and we have a working relationship. And if we miss something, They pick up the phone and say, where's this? Mm-hmm. Well, here it is. And if we don't give it to them, then we don't get it refunded. So
there you go.
You know, we're putting our own money out on the line in a lot of cases for that. So yeah. We very much pay attention to dot the I's and cross those T's.
Well, I'm glad that you talked about that because I think that's very reassuring to our listeners and to people in the community because you see things in headlines and it's not real clear sometimes where the money goes and how it's handled. So what you're talking about is that there is accountability, there is integrity involved, and that's very important. But one of the things, too, we're talking about the big outside things that y'all bring in, but I still have a soft spot for all the things that we do here locally, especially things like the double bridge run the locals, and you had one recently in my neighborhood up by the scenic highway, and I think it was a 5K recently in a lot of the runs and things that you do. So you do a lot of things locally, too, that I'm sure bringing in people from out of town.
Oh, absolutely. And well, the double bridge run, we had 47 or 48 states.
Oh my gosh, plus, I didn't realize
and
that.
Plus international.
See, to me, I think of that as local.
Yeah, well, and we do too.
Yeah, I mean,
we do too. We had 45.
It's ours.
We had 4,500. It was founded, created by Pensacola Sports. It is not designated really as a sports tourism, even though it has grown to that.
Mm-hmm.
And we market it as a sports tourism event. But it's a local event, you know, impacting Gulf Breeze and downtown Pensacola all the way out to Pensacola Beach, and 4,500 sold out runners. And, you know, next year we look to grow it some more. But again, we had 48 states.
I didn't realize that's
and
amazing.
England and Guam.
Wow, really?
Somebody from Guam, I think, was there. And
wow.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then again, we got a high school all-star series game, last one game tonight. We've got our Racket Roundup, which is a 40-year-plus initiative that is for youth, that is an introduction to the sport of tennis. And we do that in 4 or 5 different locations all summer.
Oh,
and then
okay.
We do a Kickstart Soccer, which is the same type philosophy of introduction to the sport of soccer to some of our community that may not necessarily have soccer as, you know, high on their priorities.
Well, it's definitely the hot sport today. It's definitely grown in our country now.
Absolutely. And with the World Cup coming in this summer, it's going to, again, sports has a tendency to feed off international opportunities like that. Anytime the Olympics come, anytime soccer comes, anytime those types of things come, you see a tick up following them.
Mm-hmm.
Soccer saw it in the Olympics. They saw it in the previous World Cup. And you'll see it again.
Oh, yeah. So when you're talking about Pensacola sports, I've got someone in the car now. They're sitting there thinking, oh, I think my grandchild would love to take a tennis program or the soccer program. How do you find out about that? And did it just go to your website?
Easiest is PensacolaSports.org. Always easiest is PensacolaSports.org.
Okay.
The first Racket Roundup is scheduled. It is, actually, it's next week. It's May 27th at Roger Scott Tennis Center.
Oh, it's sneaking up on us,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, for the 5 and 8-year-olds, it's check-in at 8 o'clock. You can sign up ahead of time online. Instruction will be for 8:30 to 9:30, and then we'll have the 9 to 12-year-olds check-in at 9:30, and their instruction will be from 10 to 11:30. We do ask that the kids make sure it'll be hot on a tennis court.
Uh-huh.
It could be. We have rackets, but bring water jugs, bring towel, we'll provide
sunscreen.
Snacks and fun for sunscreen. Yes, thank you. Those types of critical items to keep them safe.
Anything else on your agenda coming up now this summer with Pensacola Sports, possibly even into the fall, that we can look for?
Well, yeah. One of our biggest events, local events, is our fishing tournament, our Busch Light Fishing Tournament, which is Father's Day weekend. It's an event that was the many, many years the Bud Light Fishing Rodeo. Our fishing tournament is now the Busch Light Fishing Rodeo. It's a family-oriented. It's something Mr. Lewis Baer and started some early
so
80s time. Absolutely. And it is a great time. It's at Flounders on the Beach. Kids fish free with an adult fishing. It's a great chance for people to be introduced to the sport of fishing, which along with bowling is the biggest, most active participant sport in our country.
Fishing
and bowling. Absolutely.
I love that.
And so that's what people do most.
I love it. Okay, what's that website one more time, Ray?
PensacolaSports.org.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much for coming in and being on Pep Talk this morning. It's always a pleasure. You always have a plethora of information for us, so we appreciate you and all you've done for our community, Ray. Thank you so much. All right, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Ray Palmer, Pensacola Sports.